Connecticut's coronavirus activity has become more manageable for hospitals, but the pandemic's had a significant financial impact on the health industry. And as Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, some frontline healthcare workers are bearing the consequences.
Johan Lee Thompson has been a registered nurse for 3 years at St. Francis Hospital and Medical Center in Hartford, a member of Trinity Health of New England. She was working in the radiology department when she was furloughed in early April. After weeks at home, Thompson was expecting to get called back into work, but instead, she was recently laid off.
Everyone else, they were so confused how at this time during a pandemic, you're laying off so many nurses when I felt like we were needed.
In a statement, Trinity officials say cuts to their workforce are being made to offset financial losses caused by the pandemic. They haven't revealed how many staff are being let go. Thompson says what's happening isn't right.
The same people you're calling your heroes, you're now laying off because now COVID, you know, it's starting to slow down now, and now you may not need them.
It's not a unique situation. Hospitals and health systems across the country lost revenue when they postponed elective surgeries and procedures, and other types of patient visits dropped off. At the same time, they were spending more money to prepare for and treat COVID-19 patients. The Connecticut Hospital Association estimates that the state industry will face $2 billion in losses by September. Mark Schaefer, Vice President of System Innovation and Financing at the association, calls it a steep loss that weakens the hospital industry.
And one that will make it very difficult for them to respond with the aggressiveness and with such effectiveness in averting a public health disaster during the first waves.
Schaefer says federal emergency funding has lessened the burden somewhat. He calculates that nearly $630 million has gone to Connecticut hospitals and health systems. That relief makes up about a third of what Connecticut is projected to lose. Schaefer says the amount falls short of what health systems need to return to full strength.
Unfortunately, there are hospitals having to do a range of difficult things in order to minimize expenses and, frankly, lose as little as possible.
In Connecticut and elsewhere, that has included furloughing and laying off some of the very same health workers who have cared for victims of the pandemic.
What we're looking at is a contraction in the industry, one that is bad for Connecticut's economic recovery.
Bill Garrity has been a registered nurse for more than 30 years. He says cuts in the workforce often put a strain on other employees.
If you furlough a nurse who's at the bedside, if you furlough a medical assistant, you furlough a respiratory therapist or a radiology tech, guess what? You still have to pay someone overtime to fill their spot.
Garrity is president of the local AFT union representing 2,800 employees in the Yukon Health System, which has not instituted furloughs of union workers during the pandemic. Officials say the health system faces a deficit and they're planning to reduce expenses, but have not made any layoff decisions. Garrity says workers were asked if they would forego scheduled raises in their contracts, which union members declined. Garrity says anything that asks more of health workers at this point is unacceptable.
Have people say that we're heroes in one breath, and then, I hate to say this, but zeros in another. You know, that's really painful and disingenuous straight across the board.
Registered nurse Kristen Curtis was working on a COVID-19 floor at St. Francis for the last 3 months in a contracted position that recently ended. She and her family had already decided to relocate out of state, and she knew when her last day would be. But Curtis didn't realize it would also be the last day for several of her colleagues who were laid off.
Going through what we went through and having to take care of the patient loads that we took care of, concerned over your own safety, watching people die over and over and over. And then on top of all of that, to be doing that for months on end and then to be let go disgracefully by your organization, that's awful.
Curtis says she understands the financial predicament health systems are in, but slashing frontline workers doesn't make sense, especially when the pandemic is ongoing.
At a point, you have to stand up and say, this is too much. This is, you know, we can't continue to accept these practices from the hospitals.
The federal government this past week announced that an additional $4 billion in relief funding will be going to hospitals around the country impacted by the pandemic. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.